Oh? Who's this cutie I've stumbled on in this dreamland, yeah? I hope you don't get too lost in your own fantasies during your stay here. Your spooked reaction looks so cute, too. Oh, I'm definitely going to have fun with this one. Right! I forgot! You can't really see me in this form. My bad. Let me fix that real quick. There. Back to my true form, yeah? Good to be back on my own two legs. Whoa! Hey there! Easy, easy! I'm not here to eat you or anything. I'm a harmless Neko, I swear. Huh? Oh, what, have you never seen a Neko girl in your life? Do my fluffy ears, tail, and paw hands give you a spook? Liar! I knew you were spooked when you first laid your eyes on me. No use pulling the tough guy card, Nya. Mm-hmm. Really? Your eyes do not deceive you, my cute human. I'm a Neko girl through and through. I ain't clever enough to pull an elaborate stunt on ya, just to see the confusion on your face. Although, you should really stop staring. My eyes are up here, you know. Works every time. The name of this kitty is, well, Kitty. Glad to meet you, Mr. Human. Huh? Yeah, my name's Kitty. What about it, Nya? Don't you want to say? Smart move, Human. Best not to question and anger the Neko, right? That's right. You're a good little human, aren't ya? Don't want the business end of my claws, so you don't want to make fun of the kitty's name. I like humans who can keep their teases to themselves. You're a smart one, Mr. Human. Almost as smart as you are, kitty. Changing the subject, I see. Fine, I'll play along. You have some questions for me, right? What's on your mind, yeah? Huh? What do you mean, where am I? I just told you, silly. We're in the dreamland, or dreamscape if you want to be all formal with the real name. Mm-hmm. Like I said before, welcome to the dimension of the subconscious. The planes of slumber. There are many names for this place, but just so we're on the same page, we're in a dream. Your dreams, to be specific. Oh, you mean this place? The place your sleepy mind conjured up? This is just the main subconscious realm of yours. It's where your other dreams branch off into whatever you want. Yeah, I guess you can call it a hub. But this is where your mind mainly goes when you sleep. It's a nice place. I'll give you that. A grassy field, a few trees here and there, and a starry sky overlooking a pretty nebula. Reminds me of home, yeah? Yeah, your sleepy mind. Whatever you can think of, you can do it. Can even change the scenery around us if you wanna. I have that same power too. Look! See? Now we're in a frozen tundra, Nya. Fitting since it's winter and all. Cool, huh? Now let me change it to something much better for the both of us. Your face! looked like you were gonna pass out from sheer panic. That's too cute. Yes, we're in space. With that nebula from earlier over there. And yes, we're still breathing and all. You ain't gonna die here, human. Didn't I say you were in dreamland already? Huh? Why are you staring at me like that? What? Liking what you see, cutie? What am I really? Guess cat's out of the bag, yeah? You can probably tell I'm no normal Neko girl. Even if you've never seen one in your life, I'm guessing. You see, I'm a mystical little kitty, a grand mage in my world. Believe it or not, I'm very good at magic. But you didn't expect me to drop another bomb on you, yeah? But I've rambled on for too long without doing something fun. Details. I can tell you about it another time. But we don't have much time sitting here doing nothing all night. So come on, cutie! That was a lot of fun. Who knew you had so many fun ideas in that noggin of yours, Nya? Anytime, cutie. You've made my night, too. Finally, I found a dreamland worth staying for a while. Plus, you give amazing head pats. Well, it may have just been that one time you did it, but that one time felt too good. It had me tingling all over, Nya. Is that a blush I see? I knew you enjoyed petting a cute Neko girl. Besides, I'll always want your scratches. Don't lie. You enjoy petting my head, didn't ya? Whatever you say, Mr. Human. So, do you have anything else in mind that we could do for fun? Lying in the grass is getting me all sleepy. Well, we could do that, sure. But I think I have something else in mind, yeah? You taste wonderful, human. You know that? Yeah, I did just kiss you. What about it? Gonna kiss me back? Or are you gonna make this kitty wait? Listen, cutie. I'll be frank with ya. I really like you. You kept me company for the night, and I want to treat you for that. Let's just say, it's been a while since I've scratched an itch. Oh, you know exactly what I mean, Mr. Human. And I know you want it too. I've been seeing you stare all over me and my assets during our little tour throughout your dreamland. You were checking me out, weren't ya? Good. Because you weren't the only one checking someone out. Think about it. This could be our little secret spot. A place where I could visit my favorite human and relieve some stress. If you're up for that. Or if you don't feel like it, we can still have some fun in the dream. Your choice, really. So what do you say, Nya? Wanna help a cute kitty out? Good. Because this kitty's been pent up. Hope you're up for what I have in store. Oh, You want to do it in a nice bedroom? Well, all right, big boy. No more of the outdoors for us. Now, where were we, my little human? Gods, I've missed this so much, Nya. You don't know how needy I am right now. You sure you want to continue with this? Good, because once I start, I won't be able to stop myself, Nya. Whoops. Didn't mean to push you down, mister. Luckily, I formed a nice bed for you to lay on and catch your fall. Hopefully, you're all comfy down there, Nya. But that's not all what this bed would be used for. I need your cock, human. I hope you don't mind me fishing it out of your pants. I can't wait to see what it looks like. It's been far too long. This'll do nicely. Hold still while my kitty paws stroke you. It'll feel great, I promise. You're so hard for me already. I figured since you've had your eyes glued to me during our little tour. What do I mean? Don't lie. I've seen you looking up and down my body, Nya. The way you try to look away and save yourself from me catching you, only for those eyes to trail their way back up to me. What was it that caught your eye, purr? Was it my plump butt? My wide hips? My curves? Was it my chest pillows? I knew you stared at them a lot. Or maybe... you wanted this pretty little mouth all over your big cock. How about I lick you all over? I've always wanted to know the taste of you, ever since you stepped into the dreamland. So what do you say, cutie? Want this kitty to taste you? Good boy. Let me get a taste of you, Nya. Salty. I love it. Do you love your kitty's warm tongue on your cock? So wet and mushy, but hot and feels too good. I bet that's what you're thinking about. uh, I hope you're ready, because this kitty wants to get a taste of you in her warm mouth. Huh. Mm. You're caught. I could get used to this, Nya. All of it. I want this delicious cock in my mouth. Kitty needs her human's milkies badly. What's with the squirming, cutie? Has a cat's tongue got your cock? Oh, your body seems kind of tense. Don't worry, cutie. Just relax. Rest that pretty head on those pillows, and let me treat you. That's it. Give in to your desires. Give in to me. Your cock is twitching. Your milkies. I need milkies from your juicy cock. Give it to me, human. I know you wanna. Give yourself to me. Just give in. I need your milk. Your milk. I love your sticky milk, cutie. I swallowed it all, you know. Oh? Looks like your cock is still hard. Don't mind if I use it some more, do you? Oh, silly me. I forgot we still have some of our clothes on. Well, let me fix that, yeah. There we go. Now you can see all of my body, and I can now see all of yours. Huh? What do you mean, how did I do that? Didn't I tell you earlier? This is your dreamland. You can will anything into existence and do whatever you want here. Your limit is your imagination. Mm-hmm. Anything. Now, how about we... Huh? I'm on my hands and knees. Why am I... Erica is... God, I feel so hot. Your cock... Your big cock is all the way inside. Yes. Yes. I feel so good. Please, human, breed me. Master? Alright. Keep fucking your good kitty, Niaster. You feel too good, Niaster. Pump your hard cock deep into your needy kitty and braid her. Shut up! You're more of a cute bottom than I am. Not fair. I'm in heat. Turn this mystical kitty into your bottom? I'd like to see you try, cutie. My tail! Oh, Master! More! Freed me! Stop. I don't care anymore. Keep braiding me and give me all your sticky milk. I need Master's milk inside me. Yes. That's it. Master's milk deep inside kitty. Why are you looking at me so smugly? What, you like what you hear, perf? Mega sub, huh? Oh well, it couldn't be helped. You did pull on my sensitive tail after all. I feel so full. I still feel hungry, but I doubt you still have juice. You're still hard, huh? All you want to do is lay down and let me mount you. Bounce on that cock until you're all spent. Doesn't that sound amazing? You have something else in mind? What do you mean? Huh? Why am I suspended in the air like this? What? Your skin feels warm, cutie. Your chest pressing against my back. What are you planning? You're lifting my legs up over me? Now why would... I'm impressed, human. Didn't think you had it in you to put me in this position. Grind your hard, warm cock down there. I think I'm starting to like you taking charge. So warm. It's getting covered in my kitty juices. Just put it in already. Beg? Anything for you, my master. Just put it in already, master. I need it. I need you inside me. I need you to breathe me. Fuck. It's inside again. Please, breathe me, silly master. You already came. You still want to fill your kitty up with some more? You're just as needy as I am, yeah. More. Breathe me some more, master. I want my lower lips to taste of your milk again. Thanks, cutie. You made a mess of me, and I love you for it. Oh, sorry. I am indebted to you, Meowster. Thanks for such a fun night, and an amazing wet dream at that. And thanks for the milkies. Oh, looks like you're about to wake up from your sleep. The dream world is about to be dormant, yeah? Don't worry, Meowster. Your kitty will be here every night when she rests her head from her magical studies. Just don't get morning wood when you get up, or else I'll find my way to your world and claim you right then and there. Until your next dream, my Meowster.